And welcome into Mission Matters, part of the media ministry of Southside Mission. So happy you could join us again this week. I'm Rich Drager, Development Manager for Southside Mission, and we're going to talk to more of our wonderful volunteers. We've been on a train for a while. We've been having some of our church partners in, some of our volunteer partners in. I guess today it's kind of a little bit of both because they came to us through their church as a volunteer effort last year, and now they came back, and now they're in the soup kitchen. So we're going to talk about that with our guests this week. So we actually have three guests in the studio, but only two are going to be on mic today. So we are going to be talking with them. They are from New Freedom True Holiness Ministry, but more importantly, they are great volunteers for us at Southside Mission. So I want to go back before the end of the year. You guys came and volunteered with our big meal ministry that we do. So each year we do Thanksgiving and Christmas meals to the community. We did about 2,700 both. So maybe just talk a little bit about that, Nell, and let us know, you know, kind of how that came to be and whether you guys have volunteered for the mission in the past. But what drew you to come along and help us out last fall with that meal ministry?
Well, our church has an outreach ministry also. And when Sister Darlene asks, his brother, Craig, asks, that he needs some help. And we say we'll be glad to help because we were familiar with the outreach ministry. And so this is something that we enjoy doing every month, you know, for our church, feeding the hungry and going out to different places like the bus barn, the bus or whatever it is, down there and on the street, on street ministry, visiting the people under the bridge, give them clothes, give them food, and having a hot meal fixed at church and them coming in and eating and getting clothes and stuff for them and their children.
Well, I know we're very happy to have you. And Ralph, I guess the same story for you. Now, you know, is it right that you're kind of the boss? You kind of keep everybody in line?
You would be right. I tried my best to keep them in line. It's not an easy job, but I do the best I can. I really enjoy being there. It's just, you know, I have been retired for almost 30 years. So, you know, nothing to do, sit around, you know, we do work at the church. But sometimes, you know, you get a little lackadaisical, which I did. And when Pastor Craig had asked, Mother Nell came to me and she said, "Well, I'm going." I said, "Well, I'll go too."
There you go.
Then when I got there, I kind of found out, you know, that I love it. I love being down there. I love the people. I have never seen a sad face in that place.
Very true.
You know, I love the staff.
I like the way, and I like the way you guys do it, too. You bring a song. You bring the meal. We have people that bring the message. So it's really, I mean, I think one of the things that I've come to realize in the many years that I've worked for different nonprofits, but especially the mission, is we're all just brothers and sisters.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Some of us have had a tougher road to travel than others. But if we're there and we can provide a meal and provide a little spiritual food for them as well, beautiful music each time that you guys are there as well, we're all part of that great commission in Matthew.
Sure we are.
We're all supposed to be out there making disciples.
We do.
You know?
We do.
And so I think that's great. Talk a little bit more. You mentioned outreach, Ms. Nell. And I think a couple of weeks ago we had one of our pastor friends in, and he talked about that the church is not the building. The church is everywhere we are throughout the world. We have that opportunity to get out of the building and make an impact in our city.
You know, it is. It is so rewarding when you can get out of the four walls and go out, because just what Jesus told us, go out in the highways and byways and compel them to come. And the walls are not the our place to be in anyway. We're supposed to be out in the highways and byways and compelling them to come. Maybe if we could just get one soul to Christ, that's something. That's something there. I know it ain't everybody going to do it, and most of them do us like they do Jesus. They just only come for the food, you know, come for the food and the clothes. That's fine, too. But we still doing what we're supposed to do. And I love doing it. I love being out. I love people's. The main thing, you got to have the love of people.
Right.
I love people's because, you know, we run into all kinds, and we got to have the right attitude how to deal with these people. And we love doing it as a group. We love doing it because we know maybe some of them haven't been there yet. But I've been you know, not under the bridge, but I've been, you know, without food and lack of clothes and that kind of stuff, and wanted somebody to love on me and to help me out. Mm-hmm. And so when I see those people, I see, I don't look at their needs. I look at the heart of people.
Right.
Their heart, because some of those people have shame. Those people are ashamed because they have fell into a bad place. And one gentleman came to our church. He had two little kids he was raising, and he had the mom had something that happened to the mother, mm-hmm. and he had the two babies he raised. He didn't have clothes for those babies, and he came to our church, and we had clothes, and Lord blessed us with clothes. We gave him clothes and food. They were so grateful and so thankful mm-hmm. to the food, you know, and those babies was happy and thankful to their toys, clothes, and stuff like that, that we spend our time in doing it. And the reason I'm so compassionate with my husband before he passed, that was his thing. Mm. Oh, my God. He worked for Southside Missions so many years, you know. Mm-hmm. He was there helping out the Southside Mission on different things, and I wasn't involved in it like he was,
right.
but because when he got ill, I took care of him. But since he passed, and the Lord gave me the opportunity, all the time I have on my hands, to come down there where you guys mm-hmm. at mm-hmm. and to help down there and to minister down there. I look forward to that every Tuesday. I tell you, they said, what you doing? So I'm getting my work clothes together, you know. And they said, that's not a job. It is a job to me. I mean, I'm not getting paid from man, but I'm getting paid from God.
Yes.
And the Lord is keeping all of us
healthy,
you know, and strength that we can go down and cook for these people. My kids get on me and say, you cook down there, but you don't cook at home. Yeah, that's true, too. But, you know, I go down there and spend all my time and cooking and helping and make sure the people have the need, what they need down there. Because, you know, I love it. I just love that work.
So so let me ask you this too then, Ralph. You guys really do when you come on your days.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell that you guys are enjoying it.
We enjoy it.
And I appreciate the fact that you treat it like a job because you take it serious.
Sure, sure.
You want to go. Yeah. You want to do a good job. But you guys always have fun in the kitchen
sure.
too. And with the people as well.
Yes. We have fun because of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have learned through our late bishop to love each other. We did not get by without loving each other. If somebody had a problem, he was quick on it. He was right on it, you know. If you had a need, he was right on it, just like that, you know. And, you know, I was older than he was, but I found a person that took me for who I was. I wasn't always where I'm at now. And I wouldn't lie and tell nobody I was, but he nurtured me. He would always find out how I was doing.
Right.
How are you today?
Absolutely.
What are you doing today? And he was my fishing buddy. Of course,
there
of course,
you go.
I fished him.
Well, of course, that goes without saying.
You always tell that one.
That's right. That's a fish story. That's true. Yeah. That's true. We are visiting with some wonderful volunteers this week. We have two on mic and one off mic. We have Mr. Ralph and Miss Nell, and then we have Miss Lisa with us as well. They all come and help at our soup kitchen each week. Along with Miss Darlena, and we just really appreciate all of our volunteers. But I think you guys have kind of given us a good shot in the arm. It really is. I'd like to come back and visit. And you guys have other folks. Mention some of the other folks that come and work with you guys as well.
Well, Brene Washington came yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and we have also Kevin Turner.
Right,
that's Lisa's husband.
Yeah,
he's a faithful volunteer.
Absolutely,
and And we haven't gotten anyone else that arena. Webster, she's one of the volunteers, but she had an accident, so she's coming out there. Her arm getting better because she fell. And she also signed up to volunteer, and we're trying to get other people to come in. You know,
Mr. Charles was there.
Yeah, And my son Charles, he came. Mm-hmm. He came in, and Alfred. Mm-hmm. Alfred came in, our son. And Alina, my granddaughter, she came in to volunteer. And Layla, I got to have her say her. Layla came in. She volunteered. She loved to do that. And if she can get up early enough to get there. But but she loved that. They loved that because that's what we used to doing is helping.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking a little bit earlier about the why, I guess, why you feel compelled as part of your, you know, as part of your Christian walk. But before the pause there, we were talking about the term empathy. We've been talking about that a lot at the mission, and I gave a devotional Wednesday about that. And so we are called to be our brothers and sisters keepers.
Sure. Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean we do it for them, but we need to come alongside them. We need to be able to put ourselves in their shoes.
Sure, sure.
So I would imagine this is true, but I want to ask both of you, do you get more out of volunteering? So is it more get or more give?
As for me, I get more out of volunteering because I can say I put maybe Uncle Ralph haven't been there yet or Lisa. I remember my husband losing his job. And when he lost his job, it was hard for him to get another job. And we had two young kids. Mm-hmm. And that we didn't have food to eat. And we couldn't find that kind of help. And my husband went to this chicken place and told him, he said, I don't rob, I don't steal. But for to feed my family, I will. And the man told him to stand aside. He gave us enough chicken to last for a whole week.
Oh,
we ate enough of chicken, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, supper, chicken. That's why I'm surprised I like chicken today. But you know, he gave us that chicken to feed my family. And when I look at other people coming in with their children feeding their family, my heart goes out for those people because, not those people, the people. My heart goes out for the people because I know how I feel to not to have food. Mm-hmm. I know how I feel to get put out of your house, you know, in the cold of the winter. I know how I feel, you know. And that's why my heart goes out for them. That's why I pray for them. I get so much enjoyment out of serving them. And when we serve them like they're queens and kings. We don't just throw nothing up for them. But we take time and do it right, to make sure they enjoy it, you know, enjoy that food to come back. Which do come back for more and more. Yeah. And that's our intention to do that because we want them to feel like we feel. We want them to be treated like we treat them. We decorate the table and make them feel good, you know, and stuff like that. We talk to them. We hug them. I don't care how they smell because that's just me. That's why I'm so, that's my passion.
Absolutely.
That's why.
What about you, Mr. Ralph?
I have one thing in mind all the time. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite sayings. If not for the love of God, there goes I. Yeah.
Yes.
And I love that because for the simple fact that I'm from a family of 13.
Mm-hmm.
It was 13 of us, a mom and a dad, 15 people in one house. There were some times that we didn't eat well, but we ate.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at things now that I'm old enough to take care of myself. I've been taking care of myself for a long time because my dad said, we have nothing to give you kids, but a responsibility. I took my responsibility. Mm-hmm. I was good in my responsibility. I've made it this far through the help of God. Nobody but God has helped me this far.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel that if I don't give something back, then I've wasted a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
See? So I'd just rather be giving somebody something back. I've got to the place and they can vouch for me. Money and stuff like that don't mean anything to me. Money's good when you're here.
Right.
When you're gone, nobody's going to bring you a dollar.
Nope.
You'll never get a dollar in the graveyard.
And so I think people who do have that appreciation always want to give back. And when it comes to food especially, and I know the mission is blessed that we have a lot of partners that donate food to us, you know, like some of the stores and just individuals and churches. And I just read this week, you know, the amount of food and meals that are wasted in this country is disgusting.
Yes,
it's disgusting.
Yes, it is.
If you go to, you know, a foreign country, what we throw away because it's got a hole in the elbow, they would fight over to have it to wear, you know, to church or wherever they would need to go.
Sure.
So I think it's a real blessing to be able to recognize that, even if we don't have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what we all have? We all have time.
All we have time.
Most of us have energy, some days more than others,
mm-hmm.
but we can give back. We can't do what we do at Southside Mission without folks like you, without volunteers, because we have, if you count everybody that works at Southside Mission, all of our thrift store people, we have 50-some folks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just remember, at Thanksgiving and Christmas, we delivered over 5,400 meals.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't cook it ourselves. We couldn't box it ourselves, and we darn sure couldn't deliver it ourselves.
No.
We are in debt to you guys, and see how fast the time goes by.
Yeah,
we're almost done already.
Yeah.
Any final words? So, if you guys were going to give a plea to somebody else out there listening to get involved, what would be your plea?
My plea will be: please help. Put yourself in that place. you know, because you never know what may happen to you one day.
And just a reminder, as we do, we close out each week with 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.